At this point, I'll do count it down. And the one I'm going to do, I love writing to commissions. And my friend Kenneth Irvine of Bangor asked me to do this one from the Latin. Well, I mean, my Latin is, requires a crib, but Kenneth kindly provides a crib. This poem was written in Bangor in the 7th century. And I think it would have been written within walking distance of where the Belfast Road starts as you come out of Bangor, because it was written in the in Bangor Abbey, the monastery, no stone of which I believe is still standing. But it was written in Latin, of course, and it's in praise of the Bangor Monastery. It's from Bangor's answer to the Book of Kells, the Bangor Antiphonary. And in this slightly fanciful version, it goes like this. Bangor, the best example, disciplined and pious, we keep plain and simple, grave but harmonious. Our fortunate community, founded in faith, prescribes faith, hope, and charity to its priests and scribes. It stands like a ship ashore, safe in its quiet haven, like a young bride before the high King of Heaven. A rock-built house, a home delightful to the eyes, a vine imported from old Egypt's monasteries. Devout and dedicated, our sanctuary is sound and strongly situated on its rising ground. Substantial too, an ark blazing with golden things and intricate metalwork, cherubim, angel wings. This chaste maiden mother, whose windows shine at night, immune to worldly bother, simple yet erudite, enfolds a Christian flock, echoes with Latin hymns, and gleams like a castled rock, bright with exotic gems. Beyond grief and anger in this eternal home, our life here in Bangor prefigures the life to come. Okay.